8D Listening Skills Exercises 3 and 4, page 110.
Today we're talking to a local boy who's been nominated for Best First Film at the London Urban Film Festival. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Now, before we discuss the film itself, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into filmmaking.
Well, first of all, I've always loved films, since I was really young. I've always loved the magic of the big screen. But I thought I'd be an actor. When I was 14, an uncle came to visit from Australia. I'd never met him before, and he'd brought me a video camera as a gift. I just started filming, and that's when I realised that directing was for me. Next, I went to London Film School, and...
And you're still at the school, am I right?
Yes, the course has another year to run, and that's fine with me because I still feel like a beginner.
I'm not quite sure I know what you mean. You have a short film that's nominated for an award.
Let me explain. I've made lots of short films, both before and during my course. But full-length films, that's completely different.
Is that your next project?
In a way, yes. The end-of-year project is a screenplay for a full-length film, and a detailed plan for making it. That includes a list of locations, a breakdown of costs, everything.
What do you mean by a breakdown of costs? Could you give me an example?
How much the equipment would cost to hire, that kind of thing. In other words, the school wants me to show I can make films in the real world.
Tell me about your short film, Steve. What's it about?
It's about a marathon runner and how his life goes through his mind as he runs the race. So we see flashbacks to different people that are important to him.
So, do we watch a whole marathon? I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Sorry, let me explain. It's a short film of about a little under 30 minutes in running time. A marathon lasts for hours, so I couldn't cover that in a short film, even if I wanted to. This film starts somewhere towards the end of the race, and most of what you see are flashbacks to the man's life.
And when can we see it here in your hometown?
Well, a lot of people are asking me that, because the screening at the school was for students only. Anyone can come to the festival next week and see it, of course, but we're also going to arrange a screening at a local cinema when we get back, for family and friends and anyone else who is interested.